government's carbon tax legislation passed through the House of Representatives yesterday. At around the same time, just on the other side of the lake, a group of ANU students were celebrating a victory of sorts, claiming that they have convinced the ANU to divest itself of shares in a company involved in coal seam gas extraction. Now, it's not just a few shares, a big wad of shares. Tom Stainer is from the ANU Environment Collective and joins me here in the studio. Good morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Russ. Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about why you started this campaign in the first place.
Yeah, so I'm a member of the Environment Collective, which is a group of students at ANU interested in environmental issues on and off campus. We've been hearing a lot about coal seam gas. It's pretty controversial at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we were surprised to learn that the ANU has the 12th largest share in Metgasco, which is a small coal seam gas, or it's a gas company which has coal seam gas operations operating in northern New South Wales.
Now, how did you find this out? Just looking through their report, I assume.
Yeah, so if you've got to list your top 20 shareholders when you're listed on the ASX. So the ANU they don't seem to publish their investment portfolio, but we did find it through the Metgasco annual report.
Mm-hmm. Now, that equates to around, I think you're claiming about $1 million worth of shares?
It depends on the share price at the time.
Yeah, obviously.
But it's about $1 million, yeah.
Okay. Now, coal seam gas is, my understanding is that, that Australian Ethical Investments don't have a great problem with it. In fact, that's not 100% correct. There are parts of coal seam gas extractions which Australian Ethical Investments believe to be okay and that there shouldn't be any dramas with it.
This is exactly one of the sort of issues that we looked into when we were working on this campaign, because when we corresponded with the Vice Chancellor's office, they said the same thing, that Australian Ethical Investments, which is somebody that's known for doing the right thing when it comes to where they put their money, give the tick, so to speak, to coal seam gas. When we looked into it a little bit further, we found firstly that Australian Ethical Investments don't have any investments in this particular company, Metgasco. And it just came out in the news last week that Australian Ethical decided to remove their investments in Origin Energy because of the issues around coal seam gas. So that's, in other words, that's kind of changing. They've decided to take their money out.
It's not a blanket ruling, though, is it? It's only on companies that engage in this term, in this process, which is known as fracking, I think, isn't it?
Fracking is definitely the most controversial part of coal seam gas extraction, but it's not the only part. So yes, while fracking can involve a lot higher risk to the water table, general coal seam gas extraction, which doesn't involve fracking, still can deplete the water table. It can still have the issues around land rights with farmers who don't want coal seam gas on their land, not being able to stop it and things like that. So while fracking is the most controversial area...
Is there any indication that Metgasco engage in fracking?
Yeah, they don't do a lot, but we have got documentation from that company of one conventional gas well called the Kingfisher gas well that they did frack, and there were documents from that company that showed that they were looking to do it in the future.
Mm. So initially when you took this to the Vice-Chancellor's office, the response was that this has got the tick of approval from those that, you know, hand out this sort of thing. What happened next? How did this all change?
Basically, we sort of looked into those claims. As I said, we looked into the question of whether Australian Ethical approves of Metgasco, and as I said, we found that that was not the case. One of the other responses that we got from the Vice-Chancellor's office was that they don't engage in fracking. And as I just mentioned, we found that that wasn't really the case either. So based on those two issues, we decided there was still a case to ask the ANU to withdraw its money, and happily they did that.
And your protest went further than just letters, though. I think you set up a couple of things on the campus there, didn't you? Tell us what you did.
Yeah, so we set up a bit of a event a couple of weeks ago called ANU Gets Fracked, which was, you know, there's plenty of opportunity for wordplay around this issue. We set up a big kind of mock drilling rig out of milk crates and pipes and stuff, kind of drawing attention to how this industry often works, where people suddenly have a extractive industry on their property without their approval or consent.
When did you get word? Because I should just mention, we put a request in to speak to the Vice-Chancellor, Ian Young, this morning, but we were told that he was not available to speak on this issue.
Sure.
So you've got official word from him? How did that come about and when did that come through?
Sure. On Tuesday, we got an email through the president of the Students Association, who had been corresponding with the Vice-Chancellor's office on our behalf. The Vice-Chancellor wrote to her saying the ANU has decided today to sell its stake in Metgasco. And he added that because the stock is lightly traded, it's going to take a little while, but the decision has been made to sell that amount, which is great.
Mm. Where do you draw the line, Tom Stainer? I mean, obviously, from a student's perspective, a successful university is a wealthy university, and the ANU certainly has done well there. You know, there are lots of areas where people frown upon investing money, like tobacco companies and manufacturers of weapons, etc., etc. Is this going too far, do you think? Is this taking the whole ethical debate one step too far?
Well, I think that's up for individual students and student groups to decide. One of the issues that we had here was it was difficult to find out who the ANU did invest in. As I said, the reason we knew about this Metgasco investment is because it was listed in their report. It wasn't published on the ANU's side of things at all. So people may agree or disagree with whether Coal & Gas or whether this company is ethical, but what we're looking forward to doing is making sure that the ANU's investments in general are more transparent.
Yep. As a student, though, if you know, it was found that the ANU couldn't find somewhere to invest its $1 million that had as high returns, you know, for example, student accommodation is a big issue at the moment, and the ANU's looking around trying to get money for extra accommodation. Is that a price that you're prepared to pay if all of a sudden wherever they invest the money now has a smaller return for the ANU?
I think that as the ANU is a national public institution with a lot of prestige attached to it, then yes, I think it should be investing its money in things which are ethical and which sort of pursue the public good.
And if it means a lower return for the university, so be it?
Yeah, I guess that's a decision for the finance and business department at the ANU, but I think that's a fair claim to make.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other areas when you went through the report that you had questions about that you've raised with the Vice-Chancellor?
This is the only one with this particular company. But as I said, we're looking at making it more transparent, so we don't have to go through the annual reports of every, for example, Coal & Gas company to find out whether the ANU has an investment in it.
Rob from Yes says, aren't they cute when they're full of ideals? God bless the idealist breeding grounds like ANU. How are their compulsory student union fees going? Party funds, comrade, they will be able to trade real shares for carbon credits. This is going to be the argument you're going to get from people about what's ethical and what's not ethical. But this, I mean, Alan Jones, for goodness sake, was fronting a meeting yesterday in, I think, Gunnedah or something, was it, where people were protesting about coal seam gas extraction companies and buying up land.
That's a good point. It's definitely not a sort of a left-wing or environmentalist issue only. It's bringing a whole lot of people from a lot of different fields together.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. As I said, we were hoping to speak to Ian Young, but he wasn't available. But thanks for coming in and having a chat with us, Tom.
Thanks very much.
Tom Stainer from the ANU Environment Collective.